You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
This is Amanda.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is How to Talk to Your Friend About Wrestling, episode 68.
Woo-hoo. We're getting so close.
So close. Y'all don't even know. Couple of things before we get into what we're going to get into, because it's going to get heavy. I'm going to get loud.
Hell yeah.
We're gonna get loud today, everybody. So this sounds like such a weird question, so I'm gonna preface, I don't even have like a preface for it, I'm just gonna say it. I really like the pain of canker sores for some reason.
Listen, no, absolutely not.
I feel like I'm getting one right now and I just keep fucking with it, and like there isn't a pain, like a small pain like that that you enjoy. Like,
do you remember we had this conversation like probably decades ago?
I feel like we have.
I hate canker sores. What's my weird pain that I like? I like flossing when it hurts.
Really?
Yeah.
Ow.
I know. It's kind of a weird one.
I mean, I can't tell. I like canker sores, so really.
Put some salt on it. That'll make you feel better. Like a snail. Just
okay, I'm going to go get my cheeseburger salt shaker and just pour salt on it.
Yikes.
That'll be fantastic. The fuck else did I want to say before we kicked it off? Obviously, it wasn't fucking important. Oh, briefly, Ashley went to PWG on Sunday.
Which was yesterday, and I'm very sleepy.
Ashley's tired today, but she's going to bear with me and get through this episode, which we picked. I assumed when I picked it, it would be an easy episode. And then once I watched it again, I got very angry all over again.
Yeah. I'm tired. We were supposed to... I mean, I don't know what I'm saying right now. I was going to say that I normally don't take naps, but I came home and I took a nap, and I also took a nap on my lunch break because I was really tired.
Taking all the fucking naps today. Damn.
But I got to see so many people that I love last night. And so I got to see Takeshita.
I can't wait till June. That's going to be so sick.
The second he came out of the curtain, I literally was shaking. I've never had that like reaction to someone before, even to fucking Alex Shelley. I don't know what my problem was. I was like, yeah, my hand was shaking. Takeshita was amazing. He had I love this man so much. He had the most himbo fucking entrance though, because like the man could not get the curtain to work and just could not open it. And so it was very sweet though. Yeah.
Major downside of PWG is there's no fucking free parking.
No free parking. It's in downtown LA. Yeah, I don't want to, I'm not going to dog on PWG. It was my very first time being there. Maybe the vibes will be different next time. It was just a little weird. I had a dude throw up behind me. The crowd was a little funky to Jonathan Gresham, which I didn't really understand. And it wasn't even the crowd. It was like just some dudes in the balcony. And then the actual crowd kind of turned on them, which was nice. And everyone started chanting, fuck those guys, which was pretty funny. But yeah, they just like started during the Gresham Kevin Blackwood match. I felt like they kind of took away from the match itself because they kept chanting overrated towards Jonathan Gresham. And I was just like, guys, can we just like keep your opinions to yourself? Like, I don't see you down here doing this.
So I'm okay with opinions, but like once is enough.
Yeah. And they were like relentless.
I'm surprised Gresham didn't just like climb up there and beat their ass.
Well, he kind of was like looking at them, but, and even like, I think Kevin Blackwood was getting a little frustrated. It definitely was like taking from the match a little bit. But even like, I'm sorry. I don't know who their announcer is, but like the guy on the mic, but he came out and was like, you know who's overrated? Those fucking guys. And I was like, that's actually pretty funny. So but I'm like, is the announcer and like those guys gonna get in a fight? Like, what the fuck? Emil would never, so.
Also, though, GCW is just there to get drunk and have a good time.
Yeah. And like, you know, I was telling Amanda before we started, I had like some dude who heard it was my first time going to PWG, like kind of act weird towards me because he was like, oh, like, is this your first wrestling show in general? And like, even if it was, like, who fucking gives a shit? But also, like, when I said like, oh no, I tend to go to GCW, kind of made it sound like, oh, you're one of those. And I'm like, one of what? Like,
one of those awesome human beings that understands good wrestling. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, you want to fight about it? Like, I'll meet you in the parking lot, sir. with my fucking alley catch knife. Come on.
There you go.
Anyway.
We fucking roll deep.
We do. We got the GCW blood. Anyway, like, but it was just, I don't know. It would, because it was in downtown, if you've been to downtown LA, you get it. It would take a lot for me probably to go back.
To return.
Yeah, just because it was a little rough as far as like getting to downtown and having to park and like doing all the shit and waiting in line and like, you know.
Well, and, I mean, let's be real. GCW has just made it so easy for us to
enjoy. So easy. GCW, you've made it so goddamn easy.
We love you.
I love you for it. I'm going to give you more. I'm going to give you more of my money. How do I give you more of my money? Oh, yeah. I'm going to see you in May. A couple weeks. So that's how I give you more of my money.
I think it's only like 3 weeks away.
It is.
Oh shit, I didn't do shit. Ashley made your t-shirts.
I made t-shirts,
so those are being shipped out to you,
and we have some extra if anybody wants some.
Oh sick, give me the quantities and I'll put them on the site.
Okay,
and we can stop calling it a pre-order. Just yeah. For maybe we bring one to fucking GCW. We'll fucking copycat Indy Waters and see if it works.
We'll steal the Indy Waters idea. They're cute as hell too.
I'm excited. I can't wait to see mine and then proceed to cut it into a crop top.
Yeah. Yeah. Super cute. They're on their way to the people who bought one. I shipped them out on Saturday. And they should be to you in a couple days. So
that's so rad. That's so rad. Our shirts are finally made.
Yeah, it's taken forever because shipping stuff still sucks. And t t-shirt companies are still suffering from everything.
Life happens. So
also,
shut up.
Yeah. Also, I would love to take you on the behind the scenes tour of this fucking screen printing shop and how goddamn busy it is, but that's my business. That's not anybody else's.
You don't need to know. Mind your beeswax. God. No, no, I'm kidding, guys.
And I don't want to work on Saturdays.
We work all week.
Yeah.
And we go on a party, which by party we mean lay on the couch and watch endless amounts of fucking TV.
I just want to watch my Iron Chef, guys.
I'm currently watching The Sopranos. That's all I want to watch.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Want to watch our fluffy stuff.
I guess, I mean, let's fucking get riled up, dude. Are you ready?
As riled up as I can be.
I will be riled up enough for both of us, I think.
Okay. Go off this.
Today, we're going to do a book report on Dark Side of the Ring, Season 2, Episode 7. You guys know it. We love it. David Schultz and the Slap.
Better known as Fuck John Stossel.
Okay, dude. I thought I was going to come in hot, but you just fucking crushed it.
Well, listen. Talk shit, get hit. What else do you want?
Oh, shit. I fucking love this. Okay, so we're just gonna basically, if you don't want to hear us talk a bunch of shit, leave now or sit back and join in. I don't even like how Vice describes it. Their description is the cautionary tale of David Schultz, set to become a superstar until his violent run-in with 2020 reporter John Stossel saw him exiled from the business he'd swore to. It wasn't that violent.
Apparently, John Stossel suffered pain and buzzing in his ears for 8 weeks.
Yeah, which my favorite fucking part is he went to the WWE doctor and he was like, oh, I think you just have this fucking weird thing that I can't remember the name of, but basically it's like PTSD injuries.
Yeah.
And then John Stossel flat out to the camera is like, that's exactly what I had. And it didn't go away until I got paid. You fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Oh,
John Stossel fucking sucks.
John Stossel's a fucking twat. And I love, they were like, oh, if you had anything to say to David Schultz, what would you say? Fuck you, David. I'm like, he's going to beat your ass all over again. Like,
I hope he does.
He may be an older man these days and maybe slightly kooky, but I still love him and he'll still kick your ass. So basically the little bit that I wrote that I read to you guys is the lowdown. So it all started because John Stossel decided he wanted to do an expose on the WWE because he felt as though they were lying to their fans because the fans thought that things were real. So this is like a huge controversial kayfabe moment.
Yeah.
And John Stossel gets another wrestler, which I can't remember the name of the fucking wrestler that outed so many fucking things.
Oh God.
He didn't last long and I cannot fucking remember his name, but supposedly this wrestler did it because he wanted better health insurance or fucking health insurance in general and better pay for the wrestlers.
Okay.
So like, I like that soapbox. I'll fucking join you there. You guys should have health coverage. If you do not, like, please fight for that. Unionize the fuck out of wrestling. And then, yeah, you guys should get paid. You're fucking putting your bodies at risk.
Mm-hmm.
And like in that generation, kayfabe was hella intense. Like you were not eating, heels and baby faces were not sitting at Denny's and eating together.
Right.
Like I hate you in the ring and outside of the ring so that we can continue kayfabe forever.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. I'm okay with this guy's soapbox. Totally. For sure. But then John Stossel just, like, took it on this whole, like, we're lying to the fans. This isn't even real. All this bullshit. It's all scripted, which, all right, people. Yes, it is scripted. That does not mean any of what you're seeing is fucking fake as far as, like, the acrobatics, the fucking chops.
Right. Like,
that shit is all real.
I took two people last night to wrestling with me because Amanda couldn't go. So I took my two friends with me to wrestling for the first time. It was our first time seeing, my friend Yvette does not watch wrestling at all. This was her first time, like, actually seeing wrestling. My friend Giselle, when she was in Indonesia, told me that she used to watch it, but she didn't really understand because it was all in English. She didn't understand it, but, you know, she liked watching it. But this was her first time seeing it, like, in person. Mm-hmm. And to them, like, both of them asked me constantly, are they okay? Is that person okay? Like, is everything fine? And I had to reassure them constantly, like, yeah, you know, it's okay. Like, they'll be okay.
Shit, like, hurts. We get back up.
Mike Bailey's turning a little purple right now, but it's fine. Like, he's gonna get up. It's gonna be all right.
I don't, like, bro, falling into a table as while it breaks from your body weight isn't fake. That still hurts.
Yeah. And, like, that's what,
chops are still real.
Chops still hurt.
Chops, oh god, chops still hurt. Yeah, no. And then, like, John Stossel just wouldn't let it go. He just, like, kept fucking harping and asking questions. And then for some reason he wanted to know about the fucking, like, how do they get the color and stuff. And so, what do you need that information for?
Yeah, like, he was trying to be, like, super in-depth, like, investigative journalism. And
say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores led by Walmart and Target are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
It's like,
there's nothing to investigate here.
Also, at that time, I just don't think it was necessarily a thing that the wrestling world was ready to, like, uncover.
Totally. You got, like, forced. You forced outed WWE.
This was, like, Behind the Magician's Mask or whatever that fucking show used to be, of wrestling before it was ready. And
well, and then the expose didn't even cover the shit that guy was fucking wanting to uncover.
Yeah, he was pulling some shit that, like,
so then
didn't need to.
They let John Stossel run around WWE one night, which that already, okay, I'm going to say this. This already sounds like a bad idea. Like, don't let this man loose around here just so he could talk to fucking anybody. Like, you've lost your fucking minds. You go meet him on his turf and you bring the people that you can trust. You don't just let him loose in the background. What are you doing?
Yeah.
And so I feel like Vince McMahon kind of set up David Schultz.
Yeah.
Like, oh, hey, he needs to talk to some wrestlers. Here, have him go fucking talk to Dr. D. You already know how that guy is. You fucking know that's not the guy to go talk to a reporter.
Right.
And, like, of course that guy's gonna smack the shit out of you for asking if it's fucking fake.
Yeah.
And, okay, I'm gonna say, I watched that fucking slap so many times. It is amazing. It's glorious. And I love that he was like, is that fake? Like, it doesn't get any cleaner than that. That was such a clean slap with the best fucking line accompanying it.
Yeah. I mean, I like, I know we talked about this like not that long ago because it was on my mind, but I just think back to like the whole Roddy Piper thing where he was yelling at Bill Maher and saying like, is my fucking like metal hip fake? Like, yeah, you know, the shit that my body has been through, is that fake? Like, you know.
Yeah, guys, wrestling's not fake. It is scripted. There is a difference.
Yeah.
A solid difference.
But also, I don't know, like, why can't we just suspend disbelief for a goddamn second?
I just don't understand why it was such a big deal. Who fucking cares if they're lying to the fans? Who fucking cares if it is fake? Who cares? Are you entertained? Yes, you are. Are they still using athletic bodies to do crazy shit? Yes, they are. That's enough for me. So here's where it, like, here's where I think it got even worse with pissing me off. So then David Schultz, it's like, we don't know what to do with him. We're going to send him to Japan. So then he goes to Japan, and then the Japan writers for whatever company he was working for over there are like, hey, dude, we want to replicate the slap. So let's do that here too. And he said, I'm not going to smack anybody unless it's scripted. So you better write it into the fucking script. They wrote it into the script, and then it fucked him all over again.
Yeah, they really, they did him so dirty.
And I feel like they wrote it into the script because they knew it was going to piss people off and that it was going to go sideways for him.
Yeah.
Like, to just prove that he was on some angry rampage, like, smacking a bunch of fucking reporters around.
What doesn't make sense to me was when I was, like, going through, like, looking at some other information about this whole thing and then going through and watching the episode again. In, okay, why in John Stossel's book does he say he regrets filing the charges and, like, and doing, like, the lawsuit and stuff? But then, like, then he talks so much goddamn shit in this episode.
So much shit in this episode.
Like, why would you say in one thing, like, oh, I really regret filing the charges. And, you know, the lawsuit, like, harmed so many innocent people. And, like, it just really, it could have been dealt with a different way. But then you fucking call this man out again. And you get all snooty and you become like a fucking asshole once more.
Do you think he has a little wiener? Or do you know, short maybe?
I don't know what his fucking problem is.
Or maybe he's always been the nerdy kid and he was upset that somebody was cooler than him.
Probably.
Because even now, David Schultz is cooler than you. Like, yeah. David Schultz is cooler than me.
Yeah,
amazing. I love that they did like a promo with David Schultz and he was like screaming at a woman and kids and stuff. They weren't even his kids, that was not his wife, but the local police were like, we need to get CPS involved. We need, this is a domestic violence case now. And it's like, homie.
I mean, like, has WWE gone way too fucking far sometimes? Absolutely.
Totally.
Like, the shit that they did with Pillman's ex-wife and, like, that shit was fucking gnarly. Like, yeah. I mean, it's fucking Vince McMahon. Of course they've gone too far. But I just think that this was ridiculous. I think that like anger and also some coercing from the higher ups to attack him was definitely there.
Well, and then Hogan went on a TV talk show with Mr. T for the first WrestleMania to amp it up and everything. And he put the guy in a fucking sleeper hold and then dropped him.
Yeah.
And then my favorite part is Hulk Hogan flat out fucking says in this interview, when people say that what I do as a profession is fake, it pisses me off and I don't like it. And so I put him in a simple hold to show him how fake it is. Like,
yeah.
So why was it okay for Hulk Hogan? And Hulk Hogan actually put somebody to sleep. It's because Hulk Hogan was the golden boy. And it just shows that there's totally favoritism in Vince McMahon's WWE. And maybe this was 100% a conspiracy to get Schultz out.
Could be.
I mean, we could rabbit hole this shit all damn day.
The world will never know.
The world will never know. I don't know. I got David Schultz's back forever. And I know
Amanda's on it. Amanda's fucking on it.
I'm on it. I got your back, David Schultz. You don't know me. I don't know you, but I'm on your team, at least for this instant. Like, I'm on your side for this one, for sure.
Yeah, we're fucking cool right now.
We're cool. We're cool. I'm your homie. And I hate to say this. It's taken me a very long time to get here, but I think Hulk Hogan's kind of a prick.
Thank God that it's finally taken you. It's finally happened.
Been a year. It's been a year and some change, and I have finally come to the conclusion that Hulk Hogan's just kind of a piece of shit.
Yeah, kind of an asshole.
Because him and Schultz were homies.
Yeah, didn't give a shit.
Didn't give a shit, and then went and did the exact same thing, and nothing happened to him at all. I mean, like, later in life, he ruined his career, so we'll get there, but...
Yeah.
Ugh. Dude, and then yeah. David Schultz stops doing wrestling, and then what does he do? He becomes a badass bounty hunter because this dude is a badass. Sorry. He just seems so cool. I just want to sit down and have words with him.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just going to interview him.
Oh my God. Could you imagine? Where does he live? Like fucking Texas, I bet.
I bet.
It's got to be Texas. If it's not, please, are you Googling it for me right now?
I'm looking. Yeah, I'm looking.
I can't wait to see where he lives, if it even says.
Well, he's billed from Tennessee.
Okay, I could see that too. No, we could go to Tennessee. We can hit Dolly World and David Schultz all in one go. I'm in.
Is Dolly World in Tennessee?
Thought it was. Isn't it in Nashville?
Or oh, I guess that's true.
Nashville? I don't fucking know.
I'll look into it.
We're gonna find you, David Scholl. We're the bounty hunter now.
6'6".
Yeah, dude, he's huge.
He retired in 1987.
Yeah, I think it was one of those like forced retirement scenarios.
Fuck.
Yeah, he didn't get to wrestle for very long, like because of all this bullshit. He would have, can you imagine what he would have done in the 90s? Like, he would have been so sick.
That's so nuts. That's yeah. Super nuts.
Fuck John Stossel. You ruined everything.
Fuck John Stossel.
Can we make buttons that say that?
Seriously, like, I'm so over John Stossel. I've always have been. I was a weird kid who used to watch a lot of news in 2020 when I was younger, and I've just always hated him.
I've seen a few clips of other like interviews and exposés and stuff, which exposés were like huge in the early 90s, so I understand why it was so big, but still, like, come on, man, pick and choose your battles. Why are you going to take on the wrestling world? You were obviously not ready.
Yeah.
You were not properly prepared to get hit in the fucking mouth.
Yep.
I don't know. And I can appreciate that David Schultz was like, hey, you know, if we could sit down face to face, we would get some things off our chest. We'd get things on the table. I'm like, wow, cool. Maybe you just slap him again and you're trying to be nice on camera. Who knows? Oh, I don't think fuck.
Oh my goodness.
That'd be funny as shit. So yeah, basically we're team David Schultz here, it sounds like.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, me fuck Vince McMahon and John Stossel.
Yeah, in cahoots together.
Mm-hmm. When it, dude, that felt like such a work.
Yeah,
such a fucking work. I don't know. Again, though, like, don't let a fucking reporter just loose out in the back. Come on.
Well, to kind of mirror this, there was an episode of, I think it was Wacky Weekends with Louis Theroux, mm-hmm. with where they did wrestling, and not super similarly, but like kind of similarly, he did the whole like, oh, I don't know why reporters get so like, is it real? But they basically make Louis work out and like run him through stuff like training. And he just keeps barfing. And so like he knows that like it's a lot to work with and a lot to do, and it's really hard on your body. And you know, people get mad at him and stuff. But I think with Louis, he's a lot more respectful with things.
Sure.
Cause I mean, he's done some crazy documentaries before. But maybe I'll send that one over to you to watch, and we can compare the differences between Louis Theroux and John Stossel.
Venn diagram about it.
Yeah.
Like similarities and differences.
Pretty much.
Well, so I think that's it about the slap.
Yeah, we're just going to make this a short episode because I'm going on vacation.
Well, because you're tired. You're going on
vacation. I'm also tired.
And next week's my birthday episode.
Hell yeah, it is.
Which I found the episode I was looking for was sent to me, but not the actual episode. It was just like a clip. And then I found out it's actually not a real match. It's just like some shit talk that turned into a fight.
Oh,
so it's
hell yeah.
And it's long. So I want to find I think they fight at a Survivor Series. So I'm going to try and find a Survivor Series that is like after.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I really just want to do these two for some reason. So I'm going to investigate further.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Chiga. I don't know. Stop. Oh, what's up? Is it hungry time?
It's hungry time.
Jesus Christ. Okay, let's wrap it up. Oh, so you can get shirts now on our website. Like actually, like you'll get it when you buy it type thing, instead of having to wait.
If you buy the sizes that we have in stock.
Which we will put those up on availability ASAP.
Yes.
So don't yell at us.
We're trying.
We're doing our best, guys. Okay, so you can find us on Twitter at
HTTWpod.
You can find us on Instagram at
How to Talk Wrestling Pod.
And listen to us on Spotify or wherever else you listen to podcasts. Is there another one?
You can buy the merch at howtotalktoyourfriendaboutwrestling.bigcartel.com.
I was like, we don't say the email anymore because nobody ever emailed us.
No, that was weird. Tell us how you feel about John Stossel.
Yeah, if you want to have conversations about this, we will totally chat with you.
And watch some wrestling this week. Amanda's birthday is next week. Our episode comes out on Amanda's birthday, so if you can go fucking hype for Amanda.
we'll see how it goes.
No, we're gonna go hype for Amanda. We're gonna lose our shit for our bestie.
Oh my god,
it's gonna happen. Drink some water, take your meds, and watch wrestling, and take a nap if you're tired, and don't go out on a school night.
You have a lot of rules.
Well, you could go out on a school night, but just take a nap after.
Yes. Just know you're going to be tired the next day.
Yeah. Like real tired.
Okay. We're done.
That's all. Bye. Bye.
This has been a Count Out Podcast.